In southern Swaziland, you don't have to look far to find teenage mothers. Our search starts at a school, where the head teacher sighs when I ask him if he knows of any. There's a problem in the community, he says. In my first year here, we had around 15 girls drop out of school after falling pregnant. A quick drive into a nearby village bears out his claim. We visit home after home and hear the same story from teenage girls. They fall pregnant, stop their education, and the fathers of their children leave. Although they love their children, they say they regret having them so young. They say they hadn't known enough about contraception, and if they had, few would have felt comfortable insisting on using it. And so they're left to cook and clean and fetch water, thinking wistful thoughts about the lives they might have lived. Contraception is taken for granted at home, but in Swaziland, the future of a generation of girls depends on it.